first Mishnah in the Sukkah tells us four halakas with regard to the Sukkah. The first is that it cannot be taller than 20 amas tall. It has to be, the second is it has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. So it has to be taller than 10 tefachim and less than 20 amas. And it has to have three walls. Each one of these topics is going to be expanded upon by the Gemara. But what I wanted to focus on today is the fourth halakha that's mentioned in the Mishnah, and that is it has to be chamasa meruba mitzilasa. I'm sorry, that if it is chamasa meruba mitzilasa, if there is more sun than shade, then it's pasul. So you have to have more shade than sun, or certainly perhaps equal shade to sun. The Mishnah only says if there's more sun than shade, then it's pasul. The implication would be that if it's equal or greater, equal sun to shade, or more, certainly more shade than sun, then would be kosher. And Rashi explains in the third line that the problem with more sun than shade is hamuat bato beroiv. The minority shade, if there's more sun than shade, is bato beroiv, is negligible in the majority, verehu kamisha enai. It's as if it doesn't exist. Okay, so the Mishnah teaches us by implication that you have to have either equal sun to shade, or more shade than sun. The problem is that if you turn to Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara is commenting on a Mishnah over there in Chav Beis Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah tells us that you need Tzilasa Meruba Mechamasa Kshera. If there's more shade than sun, then the Sukkah is kosher. What's the implication of that Mishnah? The Mishnah says more shade than sun. More shade than sun, then the Sukkah is kosher. What's the implication about if they're equal? Yeah. It's possible. So the Gemara raises this problem on Chav Beis Amud Beis. Our Mishnah, that Beis Amud Aleph said, if there's more sun than shade, it's possible, which implies if they're equal, that it's kosher. The Mishnah on Chav Beis Amud Aleph said, if there's more shade than sun, it's kosher, which implies if they're equal, that it's possible. So the Gemara picks up in the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Beis of the two das, v'shetzilasa meruba mechamasa kshera. There's more shade than sun, then it's kosher. Haki hadadi psula. If they're equal, then it's pasul. V'atanam yidach pirkim, we learned at the beginning of the first parak, v'shechamasa meruba mitzilasa psula. Only if there's more sun than shade, then it's pasul. Haki hadadi kshera. If they're equal, then it's kosher. So the Gemara asks, aware of this kind of differing implications. So Gemara resolves, Loi kasha, kan milmaga, kan milmata. One is above, one is below. Amar papa, hainu damri, inchi, kezuza, mila'el, ke istra, milatachas. What is a zuza above, is an istra below. What does that mean? So that, how to understand this resolution, the Gemara is actually machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So if you look at Rashi over there, Chav Beis Amud Beis, Rashi says, kan milmaila, kan milmata. Rashi says it depends where you're measuring. If you're measuring the sun versus the shade above, and they're equal, then it's pasul. If you're measuring, you know, if there's schach, an open space, and the open space is equal to the schach, it's pasul. You need more schach, more to be greater than the open space. But if you're measuring the shade below, so then, if they're equal, it's kosher. The two Mishnahs are discussing for depends on two different places of where you're measuring. If you're measuring above, so then ki hadadi is psula. You're measuring below, ki hadadi is kosher. And Rashi explains that it's because even if they're equal above, what's going to happen as it comes, what's going to happen in the facts on the ground? If they're equal, schach to airspace in the top of the sukkah. So Rashi says the light expands as it comes into the sukkah. This is a principle in physics known as diffraction, is that light, when it goes around something, it bends. So that's why if you have one slit in a black piece of paper and you shine a light behind it, the light expands throughout the whole room because light bends around an object. It's called diffraction. So Rashi says when the sun is above and you have equal in the schach, in the open airspace in the top of the sukkah, what's going to happen when the light comes in? It's going to expand. And then what will you have down below? You'll have more sun than shade. But if you measure down below and there's equal sun to shade, Rashi says, of course, that would be kosher. That's Rashi's position. And that's how Rashi understands the idiom of the Gemara. Kezuza mele'el, keistera mele'tachas. That which is a zuza. Zuza is a small coin above. becomes an istara, which Rashi says is a sela below. That's a bigger coin. So even though it's only a small little hole at the top, once the light shines in, the light is going to diffract, will expand inside of the sukkah, and will make more sun than shade down below. That's how Rashi understands that Gemara. So ki hadadi, when they're equal above, it's no good. You have to have more schach than sun. Equal would be possible, but down below, sun versus shade, so then if they're equal, it would be kosher. Taisvis is not happy with Rashi's pshat. If you look at Taisvis over there, chavbez mebez, in divrei masel kezuza. Taisvis on the third line, first word on the line is vehiksha. He asks in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Vehiksha Rabbeinu Tam. Derav papa gufei dehacha isle perakama de'erevin paretz ka'aymed mutar. Rav Papa's position in Masechtas Erevin is that when you're building a Rishus Hayochid, for the halachas of carrying on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry in a Rishus Hayochid, a private domain, but not in a public domain, or in a domain that's neither public or private, a karmelis, you're not allowed to carry. You're only allowed to carry in a Rishus Hayochid, which is an area, which we'll get to a little bit later in the Masechta, that has, well, it's called now four walls. If it has four walls, it's a private domain, you're allowed to carry there. If it doesn't have four walls, you're not allowed to carry in it. What is considered to be a wall on all four sides? Let's say there's wall, break, wall, break, wall, break. So the Gemara says, if there's parutz, merubal ha'oimed, you have more breaks than standing wall, then that's not cool. That's bar of the, you know, that the area is not considered to be enclosed because it's more breaks than walls. What if you have oimed, merubal ha'parutz, standing is greater than the breaks? That's considered to be a valid wall and would constitute at least one bar of creating that area of creating your Rishus Hayochid. You know, if you have four typical areas, four sides. So if you have Oimei Merubala parts on that side, more walls than breaks, it would be kosher. What if it's Oimei Kiparits? Exactly the same. Mathematically impossible, but Oimei Kiparits. So the Gemara says in the name of Rav Papa, that's kosher, that's considered to be a mechitza. So he asked Taisvis, if I made kiparots, it's considered to be a mechitza, why is it that if I have in the schach above, Rashi says, if they're equal, that's no good. Rashi said, that's where the Gemara says, kan momala, kan momata, if they're equal above, it's pasul. So he says, why should it be pasul? It's I made kiparots. Whenever you're trying to create a Rishus Hayachid and Mechitza, you're dealing with walls and borders. So if they're equal, the breaks to the standing wall, that's considered to be Mechitza. How come over here, if it's Oimed Kaparetz above, is the Sukkah no good? That's Tosis' question on Rashi. And then Tosis doesn't like Rashi either. He says, Ba'oid Kasha, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kizushin, an Istara is smaller than a Zuz. Rashi said the istara is bigger than the zuz. What is a zuz above expands to become a sela below. Tosfos says no, an istara is smaller. Istara is smaller. So how does Tosfos learn this Gemara? Tosfos explains in the name of Rabbeinu Tam differently. Rabbeinu Tam says it doesn't matter. Kan milmala, kan milmata doesn't mean where you're measuring. Rashi again said if you're measuring the schach, it cannot be equal. If it's equal, it's possible. It has to be more schach than open space. When is equal good if you're measuring shade below? Depends what you're measuring, the schach or the shade below. Taisus says, no, we're always measuring the schach. That's all we care about. The question is, where are you standing? If you're up at the same level as the schach, I'm standing on a ladder, and I'm looking at it, and I see that it's equal, Taisus says, that's kosher. When is it equal no good? If I'm standing down below in the circle and I'm looking up at the schach, trying to gauge how much is there. I don't go up with a tape measure and actually stand on a ladder and look at it. I'm standing down below trying to gauge. So then Tosfos says, if they appear equal, that's no good. That's no good. We're only measuring the schach. Not like Rashi said, with the differences between measuring the schach or the shade below. Tosfos says, we're always measuring the schach versus the, you know, the open air space. But if you're on level, you're staying on a ladder with the schach, so then if they're equal, it's okay. If you're down below, and I'm trying to gauge whether they're the same, so Tosfos says, if they look equal, that's no good. Why? Because says Tosfos, kezuzah mira'el, ke'ister milatachas. What is really a big space above of sun will appear smaller when I'm standing below. When I look at something that's far away, it appears smaller, right? Everyone knows, you look at this tree, you're standing very close to it, it looks very big. If you're on an airplane 1,000 feet away, it looks very small. So Taisa says, well, the sun is going to look very small if you're standing so below. What is really big above, will appear very small when you're standing down below. So therefore, Tosfos says it's no good if they appear equal and you're standing down below trying to figure out how much there is. That's no good. It has to be more. It has to look like there's more schach than open space. So machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos how to understand that Gemara kan milmala kan milmata. However, the Steipler explains in the Sefer Kehilas Yakut in Siman Alpha Masech Lesukah there seems to be a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, that what is the nature of the halacha that we need tzilas and meruba mechamasa, or if they're equal, that it's kosher. The Steipler explains that Rashi, what happened to Tosfos kasha? Tosfos says normally when we're judging mechitzas, if they're equal, that's okay. Paritz ka'oymeid is kosher. How come over here it's different? So Rashi, the Steipler explains for Rashi, v'nira midivrei Rashi, that we're not trying to establish a mechitza here. All of the entire purpose of the schach is only to establish shade below. V'nira midivrei Rashi, we are only concerned with what is occurring down below. How much shade is there? And that's why if there's equal shade to sun down below on your table where you're sitting, that it's kosher. That which Rashi says, when above the schach and the open air space are equal, that's no good. That's not because omeid that equals parutz is no good. Half and half is no good. It's because what's going to be facts on the ground? What's going to be down below? El mishum de memele lamata, if they're equal above, light expands. So if they're equal above, there's going to be more sun than shade below. El mishum de memele lamata ruba chamasa ubato hatzel b'roiv chamasa. Says the disciple for Rashi, all we're concerned with is not that you have more schach than airspace above. We're not building a mechitza here. What we're trying to do is make sure that there's shade down below. And therefore, it all depends what occurs down below. It doesn't depend on what occurs above. So even if there's equal schach to open space above, and that might be kosher, and huchas mechitza, that doesn't matter when it comes to the sukkah, where we need more shade than sun down below. And in fact, the Steipler's pshat is already found in the Ramban. In his Mechamis, over here in Masechta Sukkah, if you look at the underlined part, the Ramban writes, the sukkah b'tzeil talolo rachmana. This is not like huchas mechitza, where you have oimed and parut, standing mechitza, open space that are equal, and you're trying to build a rishus hayachid, and we need walls, where if they're equal, that's okay. That's not what we're trying to accomplish here. Down below, there's going to be more sun than shade ubatla mitarasukka. That's not going to be kosher. The Tosfos really even goes one step further. He says, what if you would have I don't know where you would be situated in the world where this could happen, but in theory, at least, perhaps it's possible, and that is if you have one slit of open airspace in the top of the schach, but the sun in that area is shining in so brightly that it lights up the whole sukkah. So you have tzilasa meruba mechamasa above, way more, not equal, let's take this even further, not equal schach and airspace above. More, way more schach than airspace above. Way more. All you have is a slit of open airspace. But down below, there's more sun than shade, says the Tosfos Rid. That would be no good. That Tosfos Rid writes, for Rashi, v'cholz man shechamasa meruba meitzilasa, as long as there's more sun than shade down below, afilu haya nokon shaloi b'hachame omechor achad koton. Even if the sun is only coming from one, you know, slit in the schach above, have ipsula, it would be no good. Because for Rashi, it doesn't matter what's occurring above. It only matters what's occurring below, and you have to have more shade than sun. However, the Steipler says, what about for Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam, it sounds like we are trying, it's not that we care about the shade below. Rabbeinu Tam understood the Gemara Chav Beis and Beis were only measuring what's occurring above. Either you're standing next to it, in which case if they're equal, that's okay, or you're standing down below, you're trying to measure what's going on above, and everything appears smaller, so it's hard to tell whether they're equal. So then the Gemara said, if they're equal, that's no good. For Rabbeinu Tam, everything depends on what's occurring above. Because the schach is not about producing shade necessarily below. It's like a mechitza of the sukkah. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam understood, and where you have to have more schach than airspace. Not because it produces shade below, that's the halachas of the schach, it has to be more schach than airspace. Like other mechitzas. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion, if it's oimed kiparitz, if I know, I go up, stand on a ladder, and measure the schach, and I see that the schach is equal to the airspace above, oimed kiparitz is no different than any mechitza and halachas of Rishus HaYachin would be kosher. So if you look back at the stipler in Ois Aleph, at the end of the second line, he writes, V'das Rabbeinu Tam Nireh, the servant that sail eno klal me ikar tanai hasher the sukkah. It's not that you need shade in the sukkah. V'hadar min mekul mechilten, that which we said throughout this entire sugya, throughout Masech the sukkah, chamasa meruba metzilasa, that there's more sun than shade, is not because you need shade. All that is an indication, simanahu, denaka de kevin shechamas meruba, since there's more sun than shade, must be nintra shischach muad neged habilti mesuchach. Must be that you have more airspace than schach. But it's not that you need fundamentally shade in the sukkah. The sukkah doesn't have to provide any shade. But what do you need? You need a mechitza above. Just like you need mechitzas on the side of the walls of the sukkah, you also need a wall on top, and it has to therefore be more or equal schach to airspace. And if there's more sun than shade down below, that might indicate that above you don't have the proper proportions either. But it's not because the sukkah necessarily has to produce any shade. The stipler claims that perhaps this helps us understand two other Rashis. The first is the Rashi that we began with on Beis Med Aleph. So I'll turn back to Beis Med Aleph, the third line. Rashi said, what's the problem if you have chamasa meruba mitzilasa? You have more sun than shade. Rashi says, hamuat batil b'roiv. The minority, shade, schach, will be batil in the roiv of the open airspace, in the roiv of the sunlight. V'reihu kemisha enon. It's as if the schach doesn't exist. What do you mean, it's as if the schach doesn't exist? Normally, when we speak about bitul b'roiv, what do we mean? We're talking about, let's say, a drop of milk fell into a big pot of chicken soup. So the drop of milk is bitul b'roiv. You know why the drop of milk is bitul b'roiv? It's because I can't pinpoint where it is. I don't know where it is. It got mixed into the big mixture. It's not something that's easily recognizable or identifiable. It lost its distinctive properties by being mixed in to the larger taruvis. But what if I have trefa hot dog and 10 kosher hot dogs, and I drop the trefa hot dog into the kosher hot dogs? And not that they got mixed up. I don't know which is which. I see it. I know that's the trefa hot dog. It's stamped, you know, Oscar Mayer or whatever. I see what it is. So would you say batel b'rov? No, it's not batel b'rov, because that's the trefa hot dog. If they get mixed up and I can't tell the difference between the two, so then that's a different type of batel b'rov. I don't know which is which. But if it's I see it. It's right there. It's not batel b'rov. So that's what the Ron asks on Rashi. What do you mean the schach is batel in the roiv of the open airspace? How could the schach be batel in the roiv of the open airspace? I see it. It's right there. How could Rashi say batel b'roiv? So look at the Ron over here. Is Daud or Baisan? Writes the Ron. Kasev Rashi hamuat batel b'roiv. Arei hu kamisha enoi. V'loi rotzal loyma shaschach hamuat ya batel legamei b'roiv. Hamagula. Doesn't mean to say that the schach is going to be batel in the open airspace. V'yeki ilu ein sham schach klal. It's as if there's no schach. It can't be that that's what he means. How could it be batel? It's staring me in the face. Rather, says the Ran, ela mitzilasa de lamata ka'amar. What is Rashi concerned with? Rashi doesn't care about how much schach you have above. Rashi doesn't believe that there has to be a wall, a mechitza on the top of the sukkah. Just you have to have more shade than sun, or equal shade to sun, down below. What we care about is the shade below, and that's the whole purpose of the schach. So Rashi tells you that if you have more sun than shade down below, the shade, which is not identifiable, doesn't have any properties of its own. Elumitzilasa de lamata ka'amar. The shade below is batel. She a batel legabe chamasa shehi meruba hemena. For example, if I have a little bit of shade, I'm standing out in an open field, I'm on an open lake, and you have a little bit of shade over one area. That's not considered to be a shaded area, because there's so much sunlight around it that even if this one little area is producing a little bit of shade, the sunlight around it is going to inundate it and be mevatel it. So that's what Rashi is focused on. It's not the schach above, but the shade below, that the shade could be batel b'roiv. Shlomo Kluger writes like this on his comments on Shulchan Aruch, that this has to be the case. And he explains why the Ran was forced to say this is because how could something be batel b'roiv if it's staring me in the face? It can't be it's the schach which is batel b'roiv. The schach is right there. That's like the trefa hot dog that I could easily recognize in the mixture of kasher hot dogs. We would never call that batel b'roiv. I could see it. It's right there. How could it be that the schach is batur rov? Rather, it's not referring to the schach. It's referring to the shade. And this makes sense because Rashi, throughout the sugya, is not concerned that you have more schach than open space above, but rather that you have more shade than sun down below. And this could be, perhaps, why Rashi interprets the Gemara later on also differently than Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara tells us on Daf Ches Amid Beis. Everybody say, turn to Ches Amid Beis. That's seven lines from the top. And the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Tanu Rabbanan, right in the middle of the line. Ganbach, which is a Rashi Tevis. For Sukkas Goyim, it's built by a Goy. Sukkas Noshim is built by a woman. Sukkas Behema, built four animals. Sukkas Kusim. Sukkah Mikol Makom Kshera. It doesn't matter how the Sukkah got there, why it's there, it's kosher. If it's built according to the specifications of Sukkah, it's kosher. Meaning it doesn't have to be built Lishma. Uvilvad Shetei Mesuchechas Kilchasa. As long as it is the Schach, it's appropriate. It follows the regulations of Schach. My Kilchasa, what does it mean? It has to follow the regulations of Schach. Amar Rav Chisda, Behusha Asah Letzel Sukkah. It has to be made for the shade of the Sukkah. But you just said it doesn't have to be made Lishma. It doesn't have to be made with intent for the purpose of the mitzvah of Sukkah. So what does it mean it has to be made Letzel Sukkah? So if you look at Rashi, then Rashi Amar Rav Chisda, Rashi says, Hai Kilchasa Deka Amar Hu, Shem Mesuchech Es Yafa, Demuchacha Milsa, it has to be Hefschach, that's proper, that it's obvious, Shesiyasa Rishayna Letzel Haisa, it was for shade, Veloy Letznias Bialma, not for privacy. It doesn't have to be made for the purpose of the mitzvah of Sukkah, like tzitzis, or like tefillin, like Sefer Torah. But it has to be made for shade. If it was made for privacy and not for shade, that's no good. And this is understandable for Rashi, because Rashi's position throughout is that a sukkah has to have more shade than sun below. It's fundamental to the sukkah that it be made for shade. And therefore Rashi says if it was made letznius and not made for shade, that it would be no good. This fits in with Rashi's general position. However, Rabbeinu Tam, which is not surprising, learned this Gemara differently. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't need shade below in the sukkah. Why does the Gemara keep saying the Mishnayos, and the Beis, the Chav Beis, that if you have Chamasa, Merubim, and Tzilasa, it's no good, Tzilasa, Merubim, Chamasa, it is good? It's because that's an indication of what's occurring above. And you need a mechitza above, of schach. Just like you need walls, the fondness of the sukkah, you need a mechitza above. That's what Rabbeinu Tam said, if they're equal, omeid kaparutz, schach, the open airspace, they're exactly equal, that's kosher. We don't care what's occurring below, that the light is going to expand, you have more sun than shade below. What we care about is what's occurring above, and the only discussions of shade versus sun below are because that is an indication of what's occurring above. So if that's the case, you don't need the sukkah to be built for shade. And in fact, Rabbeinu Tam learns that Gemara, Daf Ches Amud Beis, differently. If you look at the Rosh, over here, Oizvav, the Rosh quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, first quotes Rashi, Amar Rav Chisda Behusha Asah Letzel. You don't need the sukkah to be made the Shei Mitzvah, but it has to be made Letzel. Lislein Ein Tachtel Mecher B'mimotar Aval Letzniyos Ba'alma Ein Shem Sukkale. If it was only built for privacy, not for shade, that's not considered to be a sukkah. But V'Rabbeinu Tam Piresh, Rabbeinu Tam had a different shot than that Gemara. Sha'asah Letzel V'lo Me'uva L'hagen Min Hamotar. It's made only for shade, but it's not so thick that rain doesn't come through. Meaning you can have a sukkas goyim, you can have a sukkas noshim, a sukkas behem, a sukkas kusim, but if the roof is so thick that rain doesn't come through, then that's not kosher for schach. That's not kosher for the sukkah. And this is surprising, because the Mishnah tells us later on, back in Chav Beis Medal, as they turn back to Chav Beis Medal, Chav Beis Medal, that same Mishnah, tells us that you need more shade than sun. But then the Mishnah says, Chav Beis Medal, at the top of Chav Beis Medal, Hama'uva kimin bayis, second line. Yischach is so thick that it's like a house. Avo pi she'en kochavim nirim b'seicha k'shera. Even though you can't see the stars, it's kosher. Sukkah, you don't have to be able to see the stars. You don't have to be able to see the stars. Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Yerushalmi that says that that's b'di'evet. L'chachigo, you're supposed to be able to see the stars, as everybody knows. You're probably surprised you don't have to see the stars. People think it's like chayv v'lo yavor. If you have to, can't see the stars, the sukkah is possible. It's not the case. The Mishnah says even if you can't see the stars, the sukkah is kosher. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Yerushalmi over here, oisches, that's b'di'evet. L'chachigo, you're supposed to be able to see the stars. Look over here, oisches, Shulchan Aruch, derech hasikuch li'os kal, k'desh yiris mimeno k'chavim ha'gedoylim. You're supposed to be able to see the stars, but if it was so thick, it's kosher. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, L'chatchilo should be able to see the stars. Even, he says, the stars at night. Should be able to see the stars at night through the Srach, as opposed to what other stars? What other stars are there? The sun. The sun is also a star. So Rashi says, L'chatchilo, you have to be able to see the sun. The Rambam says, L'chatchilo, you have to be able to see the stars at night. So Mishnah Berurah first quotes from the Rambam, L'chatchilo, b'yinon, dafiu, b'layla, yirei, koch, v'layla, b'soicha. You really should be able to see the stars at night. That's like the Rambam. That's the stars we're discussing. But a b'darkei Moshe, b'shem Mariel, like Rashi, demuto l'sache chasuka av harbe, you can make it very thick schach, the yefshe shelo yirubok, because how could it be no light is going to break? You're going to make it so thick, no light will break through at all? Certainly the sun during the day will break through at some point in the schach. So as long as you can see the sun, that's called seeing the stars. The stars, the sun is also a star. The biggest of all the stars, but it's also a star. So as long as you can see the sun, that's also called seeing the stars. So Mishnah Berurah says, l'chatchilo, you should try and build your schach not thick enough that you can't see the stars at night, but you could be tameh, the Maril says on Rashi, that it's called seeing the stars is even when the sun breaks through during the day. And bottom line, even if you can't see the stars at all, the sukkah is kosher. That's the Mishnah of Masechta Sukkah over here, Daf Chav Beis Min Aleph. It's only the Yerushalmi says, l'chatchilo, you should try and see the stars. But if you made your sukkah and it's too thick, you can't see the stars, the sukkah is still kosher. However, Rabbeinu Tam's opinion was, even though the schach could be so thick that you can't see the stars, that's kosher. It's still kosher. Maybe it's b'di'evet, but the sukkah is kosher. But if your schach is so thick that rain doesn't come through, that's no good. That's how Rabbeinu Tam learned the Gemara over there in Chesem Beis. Is that the sukkah's ganbach is all kosher, goyim, noshim, be'im akusim, as long as it is misucheches kehuchasa, and that means that it's made for shade, not that the rain so thick that the rain can't come through. Now, even at the time of Rabbeinu Tam, not everybody agreed to this. If you look in the Haggai's Maimonides, he quotes this Rabbeinu Tam over here, Oizayin, Rabbeinu Tam Piresh, v'husha suya l'tzel, v'lo me'uva l'hagim min ha'kshomim. It's not thick enough that the rain doesn't come through. Shezu psula. That's pasul. That's pasul. Why does Rabbeinu Tam think it's pasul? He says, we know the schach, if you can't see the stars, it's still kosher. Why does he think that if the rain can't come through, that that's possible? Because he quotes him a Gemara Masechtas Tainis. Amai, why does he think it's possible? Amar, because the Gemara says in Parak Tainis, in the first Parak Masechtas Tainis, the geshamim bechag simen klalahu. If it rains during Sukkot, it's a simen klala. What's a simen klala? Kadosh Baruch Hu takes our sukkah and he throws it in our face. He says, I'm not interested in your mitzvah. Why not? Why can't we sit in sukkah even in the rain? Make schach that's so thick that the rain doesn't come in. Must be, says Rabbeinu Tam, that the schach cannot be so thick that the rain doesn't come in. The rain has to be able to come in, and therefore, if it rains on Sukkot, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is indicating to us he's not interested in our mitzvah, and that's a simen klala. However, if you look on the third line, and that goes my says, Maisa shesiche charav Shimon, Rav Shimon, geese I shall Rabbeinu Tam. What's a geese? What's a geese? Brother-in-law. It's always the brother-in-law's fault, right? So Reb Shimon, the brother-in-law of Rabbeinu Tam, made his schach so thick that no rain came in. He didn't approve of Rabbeinu Tam's shot. Upasla Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam invalidated his sukkah, the sukkah of his brother-in-law. But already, even in his own family, Rabbeinu Tam's position was not accepted by all. And Rashi doesn't accept the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi learns that Gemara and Chesem Beis differently. Not that it has to be made it can't be too thick that the rain doesn't come in. Rashi learned that it should be made for shade and not with snius, not just for privacy. So Rashi holds the sukkah has to be made for tzeil, for shade, and we said that's not surprising because Rashi understood that throughout the sugya that deal with shade, both on Daf Bezim et Afcha, Bezim et Becha, Bezim et Arav, Rashi understood that there has to be more shade than sun down below. So therefore, the schach has to be made for the purpose of providing shade. However, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there is no halach of shade down below. The shade down below is only an indication of what's occurring above. And that is that above you have to have, the schach has to be mechitza, just like all of the other walls of the sukkah. And it has to be, the halachas of a mechitza has to be oimed, has to be equal or greater than the parts. The schach has to be equal or greater than to the airspace. But it doesn't have to provide shade below. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam searches for a different way of interpreting this Gemara in Daf Ches Amud Beis as a stipler, because he rejects Rashi's pshat. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam suggests that perhaps the Gemara in Daf Ches Amud Beis is referring to a different halacha. And that is that the schach has to be made only for shade, but it can't be made so thick that rain doesn't come through. If it's made so thick that rain doesn't come through, it's no good. And his proof is, because the Gemara says in Masechet Tainis, that if it rains on Sukkot, the Siman Kol, Kodesh Baruch Hu is rejecting our mitzvah, because we're not going to be able to perform the mitzvah of Sukkot. Why can't you just make schach that's so thick that the rain doesn't come through? Rabbeinu Tam says, must be, your schach can't be that thick that the rain doesn't come through. So Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam have different ways of learning this Gemara in Daf Ches Amud Beis. Who do we paskin like? So Rabbeinu Tam's pshat is never makes it into Shulchan Aruch. All it says in Shulchan Aruch is Yisrach could be thick enough that you can't even see the stars. We said L'chadchilo you should try and see the stars. Maybe it's only L'chadchilo to see the sun. Maybe even the stars at night. But even if it's so thick that you can't see the stars, the sukkah is kosher. Can it be so thick that rain doesn't even come through? So it never says in Shulchan Aruch. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkat in Vav. I gave it to you over here, Ois Ches. V'kazer Achroinim. It's so thick that the rain can't even come in. I feel even when it rains a lot, it's like a house. We should be machmer like Rabbeinu Tam that the sukkah is no good. If the rain can't come in, the sukkah is no good. Because it's like a house. If it's not possible, he says we can be lenient, because not all the Rishonim accepted Rabbeinu Tam. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring Rabbeinu Tam. So b'diyeved, your schach could be so thick, no rain comes in, no stars, none of that. L'chadchila, rain should be able to come in, like Rabbeinu Tam. Even more l'chadchila should be that you should even be able to see the stars, perhaps not only the sun during the day, but even the stars at night. What is the pshat, though, according to Rabbeinu Tam? Why is this no good? Why is the rain not being able to come into the sukkah no good? The Mishnah Berurah said, because then it's like a house. If no rain comes in, it's like a house. However, we could have suggested a different pshat for Rabbeinu Tam. It's not that it's like a house, it's no good. It's because if rain can't come in, that's like schach pasul. In order to be kosher as a sukkah, the schach has to be not like a house, meaning it can't be a permanent ceiling. It has to be something that's temporary. And how does Rabbeinu Tam define temporary schach? That the rain comes in. If the rain can't come in, so then that's not called temporary schach, that's called permanent schach, and that's schach posel. That's schach posel. Is it that the rain doesn't come in, the sukkah is similar to a house? Or is it that Rabbeinu Tam is concerned if rain can't come in, that's called permanent schach, not temporary schach, and it's a psul in the schach? Is it a psul in the schach or a psul in the sukkah? You'll say, Rabbi, what are you splitting hairs for? So I'll tell you, because of the following issue. Someone in Antwerp, Belgium in the 1980s, developed something called the schach ha-pella, the pella de geschach. It's a fascinating suggestion. He made it and marketed it. I've never seen it myself. Maybe it's fizzled out because of the debate about it. But he created a schach that's two-layered. See, in areas of the world where it rains a lot during sukkahs, it's very difficult to sit in the sukkah. So he created a type of schach that's two layers of slats. One layer of slats, another layer of slats. But they're alternating. So slat, 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 slat. You follow? One above, one below. Like odd numbers, even numbers below. Above, he made them concave. Like this. Above. So all the rain that hits it runs to the sides. Below, he made it convex, like a V, an angle to one side. So what happens when it rains? The rain hits the top, goes down. Where does it go? To the row below it. The row below it is all concave. It's like this. So it's going to come and run right out, like a drain. So, but there was some level in between them. So the sun was there, and you could see all the stars that you want. If you stood at an angle, you could see all the stars. Bugs were coming, the same problem with the bees and this and that. So for all intents and purposes, I mean, you would never build a house that way. You'd be meshuggah not to build a house that way. It's certainly temporary. But at the same time, no rain is coming in. So is Rabbeinu Tam concerned that if no rain is coming in, that's called permanent schach, or like a roof of a house, and that's schach puzzle? Or is Rabbeinu Tam concerned because if rain doesn't come in, that's an indication that it's kain bias. Your sukkah is not a sukkah, it's a house. So if it's because he's concerned that your sukkah is not a sukkah, it's a house, this is certainly not a house. But if your concern is that if the rain can't come in, that's called schach puzzle, so maybe because that's considered permanent roofing as opposed to temporary roofing, so then maybe according to Rabbeinu Tam this would be no good. And this became a great debate in Antwerp at the time. The chief rabbi was a great goyin named Reb Chaim Kreisworth, and he approved of this, and therefore this person marketed it throughout the Jewish world. It was approved of by Reb Chaim Knievsky, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Eliashiv. All said it was okay. However, Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner, others were concerned that perhaps it should be no good. And the issue is revolves around this pivotal point. And it's addressed by Rav Sternbach over here. I gave it to you over here. His test. I should be able to see it in print. Rav Sternbach in his Tshuvas van Hoglis writes, Yesh l'stapik b'svaras Rabbeinu Tam. What's the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam? Shepoisel suka she'en gisham yardim b'seicha. Why did he say that the rain has to be able to come in? And again, well, only machmer for Rabbeinu Tam. Many Rishonim disagreed with him. Rashi said it has to do with shade, not that the rain can't come in. The sukkah has to be made for shade, not for privacy. Rashi is concerned with shade, not that above has to be some sort of mechitza. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that you need the rain to come in, which will chachi, or machmer like Rabbeinu Tam, what's the pshat? Is it because shein gesham yardim b'seicha, dim tam olifso mishum davi kein bias, now it's like a house, im kein b'sukkah zu yesh lahakshir, this sukkah, where you came up with a patent, you came up with some solution that no rain comes in because of a complex drainage system, you can be masher, it's not a house. No one built a house like this. This is not kein bias. It's not because the schach is so thick, kein bias. It's made from different rods or beams. About name of the sukkah mashmusa rai. If you're going to say Rabbeinu Tam meant to tell us sukkah has to be temporary, and Rabbeinu Tam established what is called temporary versus what is called permanent, and temporary means rain comes in, and permanent means no rain comes in. If no rain comes in, that's called tzach pasol. By the definition of permanent is rain coming in, and anything less than that is chach posel. If that's what Rabbeinu Tam meant to tell us, so then this would also be no good. Cover Rabbeinu Tam, shir arai. Achefilah gishom yardim, v'av hachi chasu b'shir arai. If no rain comes in, that's not called temporary, that's called permanent. Imkein lo maspik arai. This is not arai. She'en gishom yardim v'chasu b'arai u'posel. What's the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam? So Sternbach claimed, according to either pshat, it should be okay. Because when there's a heavy rain, what happens? When there's a heavy rain, the rain comes at a... It's usually a driving rain, so the rain comes at an angle. So Sternbach says, oh, but if it's very heavy rains, for sure rain will come into your sukkah. If it's a drizzle, the whole drainage system will work. But why doesn't anybody build houses like that? Because if there's enough rain, it's going to overwhelm your drainage system, and rain will come into the sukkah. So Sternbach says, if it rains a lot, you will get rain in the sukkah. And if you look back at the Mishnah Berurah said in Sifkat and Vav, that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, rain has to come into the sukkah. Not every drizzle has to come into the sukkah. It means if it's a heavy rain, and rain will come into the sukkah, that's called rain coming into the sukkah. So if Sternbach claimed, everyone should accept this schach hapela, because when it rains very heavily, the rain will come into the sukkah. So Rav Vosner responded, in his Shevet Alevi, he says, that's ridiculous. He disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. Because if it means, according to Rabbeinu Tam, only meant to tell us, that when it rains a lot, the rain has to come into the sukkah. Wait a minute, Rabbi said, when it rains a lot, we have to look, unfortunately, no further than current events. when it rains a lot, this is a historic rain, but when it rains a lot, rain comes into real houses. So it can't be Rabbeinu Tam is referring to that rare time that it rains so much that your house leaks. It overwhelms the drainage system. That could happen in a regular house. Rabbeinu Tam certainly would not hold that our houses are okay, because if it rains a lot, it overwhelms your gutter and your house leaks. That's not okay. So it must be, Rabbeinu Tam is telling us, in a normal rain, the rain will come into the sukkah. So therefore, he disagrees with Sternbach, and he disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. Rabbeinu Tam felt that when there's a normal rain, the rain has to come into the sukkah, not when there's a heavy rain. Heavy rains could even will come into your house. Must be that it's referring to a normal rain. And therefore, if Vosner felt in the Schach HaPela, and you have a normal rain, you know, the rain won't come into the sukkah, and therefore, it's no good, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, the definition of permanent schach versus temporary schach is that rain comes in. And if no rain comes in, it's schach possible. Yeah.
Can you explain again what's the difference between if it's a din in the schach or a din in psol sukkah?
Why did Rabbeinu Tam feel rain has to come to the sukkah? We know that's how he feels because he says, what's his proof? The Gemara says in Tainus, if it rains, it's a simon klalo because Kadosh Baruch Hu is rejecting our mitzvah. So it must be when it rains, you can't perform sukkah. Must be the rain has to be able to enter into the sukkah. Otherwise, I can just build schach, no rain comes in. But what is he telling us? Is he telling us because if no rain comes in, it's like a house? Sukkah can't be a house. But it's a problem in the sukkah, because now it's permanent. Or is it because, no, the definition of permanence versus arai in schach, it's not so much a psul in the sukkah, because it's similar to a home, it's a psul in the schach. Schach has to be temporary. If it's permanent, it's no good. What's the definition of permanent schach? Because no rain comes in. Is it focused on the sukkah? To give it more context, what if you had a sukkah like this? You built a sukkah where rain comes in one spot. The rest of it, you use this schach hapela. No rain comes in. Or the rest of it, you have so thick, no rain would come in, but there's one spot where it comes in. Would you say that that's okay or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says that's not okay. You look back at Mishnah Berurah of Kohen A. Mishnah Berurah says, "I'm prima gadim." The third line in the Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Hay, "De efshar le'inin riyas koychavim dai b'chol asukim hu roa rak b'mokom echad." If you can see the stars in one place, that's good. But with regards to rain, that's not the case. Masha einken b'mhayam uva harim ma'odah she'ena geshem yochel leirid b'seicha. If there's rain, a place in the sukkah where no rain can come in, even if it's just dalet tfachim, that's called schach pasul, and the sukkah is no good. So according to Mishnah Berurah, you know, there's still like the machmirim by the schach hapela. Rabbeinu Tam is telling us that schach, where no rain could enter in, is schach pasul. And therefore, what's the shear to pasul the schach? Dalet tfachim, like any schach pasul. Like if you used something which is no good for schach. Something doesn't grow from the ground, it's no good for schach pasul, the sukkah, bedal, tfachim. So too, if no rain comes in, that's called schach pasul. The definition of schach pasul versus schach kosher, of temporary versus permanent, is if rain comes in. If no rain comes in, it's schach pasul, it's pasul, bedal, tfachim. However, Chaim Volozhiner disagreed, it's quoted by the Achreinim, disagreed with this Mishnah Berurah, it's quoted in the Sefer Pe'er Eitz Chaim. Matter. According to more quotes from Chaim Volozhiner, disagreed with this Mishnah Berurah. No, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the problem is not that you have to. The definition of schach pasul is a permanent schach versus temporary schach. Is that if rain comes in, that's temporary. If no rain comes in, it's permanent. Well, pasul b'dal tfachim. It's a problem in the sukkah that if no rain comes in, how can we call this a temporary dwelling? It's kain bias. So as long as rain comes in one spot, that kashrus the whole sukkah. Now it's no longer similar to a home. And if that's the case, it's no longer similar to a home, then even if you have the schach hapela, where no rain comes in, but it's open, I can see stars and bugs are coming in, and it's winds are blowing in the sukkah. So that's definitely a temporary dwelling. It's not ke'ein bias, so then that would also be kosher, yeah.
What about this Gemara on Beis HaMalaluf that says that, you know, obviously we're going to find cases where it's, like it says, L'mal Me'asim Ama is possible because that's Kaaba and under is Arai. So then the Gemara says, that, oh, what if it's made out of Barzel? He says, obviously you're going to find cases where it's sometimes...
Fantastic. Right? Excellent. Last point. 100%. Look back at the Gemara.
It has to be Psal Sof. It can't be Psal Sof.
Okay. Okay. That's a very good point. Look back at Sukkot of Beis HaMalaluf. I believe you see this Machlover, Achloikas Achrayim again, how to understand that the bottom of Beis HaMalaluf. The Gemara told us in the Mishnah, that a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos tall is no good. And the Gemara brings three explanations from the Amoraim why it's no good. One is, in the name of Rabbah, because you have to be able to know that you're sitting in the sukkah, if the schach is l'mal me'esr mama, lo shalta be'ena, nobody looks that high, you're not going to realize you're sitting in the sukkah, and the pasuk says, l'man yedu dorasechem ki basukkah, so shavti es b'nei Yisrael, you have to know you're sitting in the sukkah. That's Rabbah. Then the Gemara quotes a b'zera, that it's because you have to be sitting in the shade of the schach, not the shade of the wall. Then if you have a very tall, narrow sukkah, and it's taller than 20 amos, you're going to be sitting in the shade of the walls, unless it's exactly 12 noon, you're going to be sitting in the shade of the walls, not the shade of the schach, and that's no good. However, the third opinion in the Gemara is why sukkah taller than 20 amos tall is no good, is the name of Rava. Rava says, because the pasuk says, basukas teshvu shivas yamim, you should sit in a sukkah for 7 days, and that implies that the sukkah is only supposed to be a temporary dwelling. Sounds like it's really for 7 days, not supposed to be a permanent structure. But then the Gemara goes on, asks in the name of Abaye, 1 minute, you could build the walls of your sukkah out of reinforced concrete. That's okay. So what do you mean the sukkah has to be a temporary dwelling? It's allowed to have permanent walls. So the Gemara explains, if you got to the bottom of Beis Meravah, the Gemara explains that it only has to be possible to make it temporary. Not that you actually have to make it temporary. It has to be possible to make it temporary. As long as it's possible to be made temporary, that's kosher. If it's taller than 20 amos tall, it's not possible to make it temporary. You're going to have to have a reinforced concrete. You can't have three floors on top of a hut built out of wood. So it must be that... that's no good. Taller than 20 amos tall, well, you have to build in a permanent fashion, that's no good. But if it's less than 20 amos tall, we don't have to build in a permanent fashion, even though you do... You decide to use reinforced concrete, that's okay. It has to be possible to be made in a temporary fashion. So look at Taisus, Beis Amid Aleph, the Ramasko Key. 5 lines down in Taisus, Taisus asks a bomb question. If that's the case, so then 1 minute. Why can't I build my schach also very thick that no rain will come through? I'll build my schach so thick that it's possible to build it thin, but I'll build it just like I build my walls out of reinforced concrete. Why can't I build the roof of the sukkah? I'll build it out of things that grow from the ground. But I'll build it so thick that no rain comes through. It's possible to be made less. But you're allowed to build it as thick as you want, just like the walls. When Tomer became the Lord Chashino Shatei Ru'ui Allah Sais Zerai, all you need to do is make it possible to be temporary. Alpha Bishoy Sais Akev, even though you made it permanent. So then why is the rain during Sukkot? A Simen Klala, build it so thick that no rain comes in. So Tosfos explains 4 lines from the bottom. V'yeshloimar, that's true in the walls. In the schach, nihi d'loy chashinim b'defanois, the walls you can build permanent. The schach, it's not enough that it's possible to be built temporary, it must be built temporary l'maisa. Not possible to be built temporary. The walls you can build out of reinforced concrete, but whichever one of the three pigs you want. However, on the top of the sukkah, it has to be built Lamaisa in a temporary fashion. Has to be Arai. What does this Tosis mean? It has to be Arai. Does he just mean like Rabbeinu Tam? That rain has to be able to come in? So that's how the Bach understood. Look at me, I gave you two last thing. There's a sheet. If you look at the Bach, I gave it to you over here, Oysid Aleph, the Bach writes, this Tarsus is like Rabbeinu Tam. What is the definition of permanent schach versus temporary schach? Again, walls have to be possible to be made arai. You don't have to build them arai. You can make it with reinforced concrete, or your house could be part of the walls of your sukkah. As long as it's possible to be built temporary fashion, not if it's 20 amos tall that I have to reinforce it. You can't build it in a temporary fashion if it's so tall. If it's less than 20 amos, you can build an arai. You can build a temporary. So even if you build it permanent, it's okay. The schach has to lamaisa be built temporary. What is the definition of temporary schach? Says the Bach, no rain comes in. Like Rabbeinu Tam that we had later on, quoted by the Rosh, that goes to Maimonides. What is the definition of temporary schach? Rain coming in. Therefore, what is the schach posel? No rain comes in. So the schach hapel would be no good. That's called schach posel. However, the Shaar HaTzion has a broader view of Rabbeinu Tam. Not only did Rabbeinu Tam hold that rain has to be able to come in, Rabbeinu Tam held you can't nail down the schach with nails either. That's called permanent schach. Permanent schach is not limited to one thing. The problem with rain not coming in is not because that's the definition of schach posel, of permanent schach versus temporary schach. It's because the sukkah is no good because it's a permanent dwelling. It's sukkah, below bias. Bias, below sukkah. Sukkah, below bias, if it's a sukkah, it's not a house. But that's not limited to rain coming in. You can't nail down the schach either with nails. Says the Shaar HaTzion. Tosis here means to exclude not only rain coming in, but you can't nail down your schach with nails either. Which implies that it's not that the definition of permanent schach versus temporary schach is rain coming in. If no rain comes in, it's the schach posel. It's the Rabbeinu Tam, Tosis held, the sukkah has to be a temporary dwelling. The roof has to be temporary, and that can manifest itself in many ways. Rain has to be able to come in. You can't nail it down with nails. But let's say no rain comes in, not because it's so permanent. You made a creation, a patent. You made some sort of solution, some sort of drainage system that no rain comes in. But it's not permanent. There's bugs coming in, and there's you can see the stars, and there's air, and all the stuff coming in. So if that's the case, it's not permanent, so then the Shaar HaTzion should not have a problem with this schach hapela. Again, two ways of viewing Rabbeinu Tam. So even though not all of the Rishonim agreed to Rabbeinu Tam, again, Rashi held that the Chamasa Meruba Mitzilasa has to do with the shade that's down below. Rabbeinu Tam understood that we're focused on the schach above. We saw that this was a running machlekes, and because of that, Rabbeinu Tam was led to this conclusion that rain has to be able to come in, but again, it's unclear in the Achrayim, perhaps even in the Rishonim, how to understand Rabbeinu Tam. Is that because if no rain comes in, it's considered to be permanent schach, and schach posel would be with even with Dalet Amos? Perhaps it would be limited to rain coming in, and perhaps the schach apella would be no good, because the Maisa no rain comes in, it's schach posel. Or perhaps Rabbeinu Tam just meant to tell us that this roof of the sukkah, which is a mechitza, can't be similar to a house. But not that it depends on rain coming in Lamaisa, and it can manifest itself in many ways. And therefore, you can't nail down the schach with nails. But if it would be made a temporary way, where just no rain comes in because of some complex drainage system, maybe it would be all right. Okay, Shkoyach Eman. If you get through Beis Medalef, so Mitzvah tomorrow during Seder, please go through it with the Tosis, and we'll have at 11:45, we'll have something on the parasha. Shkoyach.